Hello? Hello everyone. Here with me, I have Evangelist Divine Esama. So good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And I want to speak concerning something that has been very disastrous in my society today and in the world we talk about. So you can see, Divine, how the world, the children around being so very, very disastrous, how they can be so alarming. And the rate of evil now going on with children in our society is very, very alarming. So please, what do you have to say that? You have passed through school, you are a youth now, and you are a Christian youth. So what do you have to say concerning that?
I want to say concerning that is that the way children are living an awkward life. Children with tender age are now indulging themselves into pornography. Children are now engaging themselves into sexual things. I said if we don't deal with this, something catastrophic would happen with the children. So what I'm about to say is that we should train up the child in the way of the Lord, and we should guide the child in the things that he should go. It's not everything that a child should see, and it's not everything that a child should hear.
We're
the parents. We should also try to help the child and to give the child some rules and regulations that he should follow, and should guide the child, and should give the child some headlines, or should guide the child in which the child should like the good and bad, or the bad or good the child should know. That would happen.
Yeah, okay. So Evangelist Divine, do you really know that there's someone out there hearing you right now, and someone out there may be having such issues? And you know, but the thing that surprises me is that the children of our generation, most of these evil practices are being carried out by children who are Christians, partly children whose parents are ministers of God. It's very alarming when you are a minister of God and your child is very, very dangerous, and your child is living the opposite of your preaching. So what do you have to say concerning that? It's very alarming.
When it comes to the ministers, or when it comes to the pastors having children which are spoiled, some of the cases is not from the fault of the pastor or from the fault of the minister.
Okay.
It comes to the children. Thereby, the things they watch, or the thing, or the kind of friends the children associate with. Like, you cannot be a lion. Like, for example, your child cannot be associating with a fowl. You should guide the child on the friends that he or she should follow. And you should guide the child on the things that he or she should watch. For example, a teenager was not supposed to watch an adult film.
Yeah.
So that, and the kind of communication, the kind of slangs they use, you should caution them. And you too, you have to respect, it's not everything you have to say when you see them. So, I have to say that too. Another one is the limit of the time they play. They should spend more time on studying the word, reading the Bible, than to more time on playing with friends and chatting on Facebook. So, and you should also teach them the way, how to go deeply in the word, because it's all about the word, all about the Bible. It's not all about the saying the mouth, it's all about what you know about God. So that's what I have to say.
I want to ask this question before we close this program. This is Evangelist Global on Watch with Evangelist Divine Esama Otu from Nigeria. I want to ask, do you know that most of these things are not attended to by parents? You see, most of these children things, most parents actually applaud it. You see, there are so many parents that will see their children with evil friends and will not accept them. Most children. So what are the measures which you will put together to make sure that a child is being brought up in the way of the Lord? Because you see, most parents actually teach their children evil without them knowing it also. I don't even understand. Most parents actually live bad lives, so their children tend to copy each other's life. So what's your advice to parents out there, please? I want to hear you.
Okay. My advice to parents out there is that you should also try to live a godly life. Like, you a Christian, there's some things you don't do, there's some things you don't wear at home, there's some things you don't say to your child, there's some abuse you don't abuse your child, and some things you don't talk to your husband when the child is around. For example, having a quarrel, having a fight with your husband in the house, the child might copy from that kind of habit and take that to be a good thing. When the child grows up now and marries his wife, he will start beating his wife, thinking that habit he copied from his father was right. And when it comes to the time and to the things of clothing, a mother was not not supposed to dress naked when the child is there because the child copies from the mother.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
When a mother stops a child from following a bad friend, for example, and the child gets spoiled, what will your mother ask? Why is my child spoiled? Number one, the kind of things the child put on his or her phone. The mother should have the right to access the child's phone to know whether things on the phone are godly or not or ungodly. So what I'm advising parents is that if the child have not reached the age or the level of having a phone, please, parents, do not get the child a phone. A child is supposed to go deeply in the Lord. A child was not supposed to, like, you know, put more effort, put more time in it. I know phone is good because of the technology nowadays, but the things you know is how for you to change yourself so that your child could copy from you and be good. So thank you. I'll have to say.
Yeah. You're right. And what I discovered is that children need more Jesus. That's what you're saying. Children need more Jesus than Facebook. They need more Jesus than Twitter. They need more Jesus than WhatsApp. They need more Jesus than YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Children need more Jesus. And that's what our advice is to parents. Evangelist Global Ministries International. That's what we are saying to every parent out there. We need to train our children in the way of the Lord. We need to raise our children right. Yes. If not, our children may get spoiled and destroyed. And we will not allow that. So by the grace of God, we pray for you. And I am divine. We are praying for you. That in the name of Jesus, our children all around the world will know right. Our children all around the world will know Christ. Our children all around the world will live the way of Christ.
Amen.
And no devil shall be able to take them out of God's hand.
Yeah,
in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for you that the grace to take good care of your child and the grace to lead your child in the way of the Lord, that grace be impacted in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be taken to hell. No. Your children will not be taken to darkness.
In the name
of the Lord Jesus, we pray for you by the power of God that your children are standing strong.
Amen.
They are standing in the Lord.
Amen.
They are standing in faith and walking in Christ.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray this for you.
Thank you, Lord.
The grace in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Divine. So honored to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Sir.
Thank you.